skinheads, drug lords, violent bikers, devil worshippers. To me, these are the interesting people. To get its edge back, I think what America really needs is more evil. Intense, unalloyed, concentrated evil. I was reading a fitness magazine that had an article about cross-training, and I realized this would have been a good idea for Jesus. People who see life as anything more than pure entertainment are missing the point. I'll tell you one thing, the future ain't what it used to be. Wouldn't it be fun if all at once everybody just forgot everything they knew? These professional child worshippers say we should put the needs of children first. Why? What about the needs of adults? We come second? It's stupid. If you put the needs of children first, you're going to wind up with way too many diapers and lollipops and not nearly enough bongs and condoms. What happened? Washington, Jefferson, Franklin, Madison, Adams, Hamilton. Things were going well. Ford, Quayle, Mondale, Agnew, Nixon, Clinton, Dole, Bush 1, Bush 2. What happened? This morning I had a great idea, but it was too late to put it into the book. I just wanted you to know that this is where it would have gone. True fact. There's a radio commercial that says a certain diet pill works 3 times faster than starvation. Here's my question. Are they guessing, or did they really run these tests? Here's something you can't do by yourself. Practice shaking hands. Stop in today at Ann Bennington's Quality Cyst Removal. Regular cysts, $5. Really big, difficult cysts, $1 a pound. Ann Bennington's Cyst Removal for the Discerning. This is the optimist. I have no friends, no family, no money, no food, no job, no credit, no luck, no hope, and no future. However, I do have matches, toothpicks, chewing gum, paper clips, rubber bands, shoelaces, and scotch tape. Maybe things aren't so bad after all. Am I the only one who thinks the Muppets weren't funny? If you have twins, a good idea is to sell one of them. What the fuck, you got two? Why not pick up a few dollars? When child abuser Father John Gagan was killed in prison, he was 68 years old. If a psychic had attended his ordination some 40 years earlier, and told his parents, when John is 68, he will be strangled to death in prison while serving time for touching children's penises. At the very least, there would have been a small commotion. True fact, there is now a gay softball World Series. A children's museum sounds like a good idea, but I would imagine it's not very easy to breathe inside the little glass cases. Why is it the only time you ever hear the word figment, it's in relation to the imagination? Aren't there any other kinds of figments? If everyone in the world sat quietly at the same time, closed their eyes, and concentrated as hard as they could on peace and goodwill, all the killing and cruelty in the world would continue and probably increase. You know what you never see? A Korean guy with freckles and a big hook nose. I wonder, when we pick up the telephone, does each of us get his own individual dial tone? Or is there just one system-wide master dial tone that each of us jumps on and off when we need it? These things eat at me. If a safe is unlocked, is it still a safe? Here's an optical illusion you can try at home. Take a pencil and make a small black dot in the middle of an ordinary piece of paper. Cover your left eye and stare at the dot from a distance of about 2 inches. You will see the Battle of Chancellorsville. If you don't, check the paper. Or maybe you made the dot wrong. Just because you don't have a lot of money to spend is no reason you shouldn't spend what little you have. You know what would be a good promotional idea for a singles bar? Date Rape Friday. Drinks half price, free GHB, free Plan B pills, free RU486 morning after pills, free rape counseling, and generous rebate coupons for an abortion clinic. That takes care of attracting the men. I'm still working on how to get some women to show up.